Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the phone wouldn't stop ringing, and every time she answered, no one was there. Frustrated at home alone, she finally yelled at whatever she thought was messing with her and immediately got a response she was not prepared for.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yes, share your ghost stories with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and share your ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. And be sure to hit subscribe wherever you're listening or watching us. We are back on YouTube. So be sure to check us out there. You can watch us doing the show. It's not just audio anymore. We've upgraded to the moving pictures that are now part of the internet.
Carol does her puppet show about halfway through. We have a little intermission between stories. Carol does her puppet show. It's pretty cool.
It's
awesome.
I'm really
good at puppets.
Well, and what's amazing is just how durable those pets are, considering they're pets. They were actually Carol's former pets that have been made into puppets. You know,
it's called puppedermy.
Puppedermy. Yeah, exactly. It's amazing how lifelike they are.
Yeah.
Until the eyes pop out, they're looking in a weird direction.
But then you get new ones.
You get new ones.
Yeah.
I like how you started using the googly eyes now. Just kind of the big old,
thanks.
You know, it works. You know, it kind of adds a cartoony look, but the pets, they're holding up well.
Makes them look friendlier.
It does. It really does. And I do think the marker that you use that's used for coloring wood floors back when they get scuffed worked pretty well on the red fur. I think it's a little oaky, but close enough.
But close enough to Buddy's fur.
I actually have to give you guys something to check out because we're talking about puppets. There's a great ventriloquist. She is a comedian, and her name is Nina Conti, NINACONTI. What she does is she does a bunch of different ventriloquist asks. But the thing that's really funny is she puts these masks on real people and then she controls the mouth on the mask.
Oh, God.
So the mask is 3D. And then she's got this little lever that she plays with as she's creating this conversation between her and these other people. And it is freaking hilarious because she can say and do whatever the hell she wants. And the people can't do anything about it. She's really funny.
It's like Phil Hendry using real people.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Completely. She is hilarious.
Wow. Nina?
Nina Conti. She's from the UK, I believe.
How do you spell the last name?
C-O-N-T-I. I got into a groove over the weekend. I found some of her stuff on social media, and I was laughing so hard I was crying.
I'm gonna check that out. Oh, that sounds great.
It'll inspire me in my own puppet shows.
I was just going to say, maybe you can get moving to ventriloquism so we don't actually see your mouth move, Carol.
I think that would be fun.
If I hide right behind the microphone, you would never be able to see it.
That's right.
That would be interesting. We just do that shot. So if you're like ever not here, I'll just press a button and then I'll speak for Carol. I'll move my mouth behind my microphone too when I do it. And then I'll just have a conversation back and forth.
And then I'm just like...
Kind of like when Satan joins us.
That's very similar.
Oh,
we'll just have...
my God. Speaking of Satan, so the other day, and I meant to... for next week, because I haven't listened to that episode back yet, but I recorded with Harper on Saturday. So Harper's in her room. Like, we established all that. And we're talking along, and all of a sudden, Harper's voice changed. And it was like... what is this? And it was Tony. We're not doing it on video, but we had started on video and she's in her room. So I'm like, oh, were talking about?
No, she was in the living room is where she was. She was
in her room.
Maybe she started there. I don't know. I think she did start. She did tell me that she started there. She said one of her computers, I think the computer up there was updating or something.
Yeah.
And then she had to move down to the one downstairs. Because normally she does just do it up in her room.
Yeah.
So we had just gotten back. I was putting groceries away, actually. And our sodas and like drinks and stuff are kind of over by the computer. It's almost like in those, like the old school homes. Like had like kind of a bar area in their corner of their living room.
Yeah.
Our computer is there. And then I store liquor up in a cabinet, and then there's soda and stuff. And I was putting sodas away, and the mic was right there.
Opportunity.
So I'm here in the show a little bit, and I'm just trying not to make noise. And then I'm like, I'm just going to, this will be fun. So all of a sudden I'm just like, ooh. And she thinks Harper's right there.
I know.
So she's like, what's going on?
I'm going to find it for next week and play it.
Okay.
Because it was the creepiest thing from my perspective, because I am in the middle of talking with Harper. We're going back and forth. And next thing I know, Harper, it was like something right out of The Exorcist. Like, what is going on? It scared the shit out of me.
What would have been better is if I just would have said to us, just made some growls and walked away and just said, Harper. Don't tell her. Like, I didn't hear that. No, what are you talking about?
No. It's like, wait till you hear it back. Then you'll know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Well, oh my God, it was so funny.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Timing was perfect. Because I was just like, asked her a question and then. Yeah. Sweet little Harper. She just turned into Reagan.
Which does happen every other week in the house. That was fun.
It was really funny. I'll find that for next week.
All right. That'd be good.
And play that back because it was really pretty funny.
Yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go to a phone call and see what's going on in someone's world, shall we?
Why, hello there. Good evening. My name is Anna. Anyways, love the show. I'm new to it, so I'm a little nervous, but here's my story. So a couple years ago, I was home alone, of course. My mom had gone out grocery shopping. It was not too late in the day. I mean, maybe like 7 or 8 at night. It was already dark out. I know that for sure. Like I said, I was home alone, and I was the only one in the house. We had a dog that was out in the backyard, but like there was no one else with me. All the windows and the doors were all locked and closed and stuff. So what had happened was that the phone, our house phone, kept ringing. It was really weird. It kept ringing, and I thought, you know, oh, it's my mom. You know, she's here. She wants me to let her in to help her with the groceries. So I was like, oh, okay. And I answered the phone, and nobody was on the other line. By the third time the phone had rang, I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe it's a prank caller. And so I answered the phone that like third or fourth time. And I was like, hey, you know, if this is a prank call, you know, just leave us alone. I don't appreciate this, whatever. And, it kept happening. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there was like a 6 or 7 time where I got fed up. Now a little backstory is our house that I used to live in, we had always heard stuff and seen stuff. I mean, this was nothing new. The phone was new. This whole ringing of the phone was new, but, we had always seen and heard stuff. So, I mean, the whole paranormal spirits kind of thing was, not new to me at all, or not new to us. By the 6th or 7th time that phone rang, I was upset. And so what I did, I answered the phone, and I knew it wasn't my mom because we had a caller ID, but for some reason it wouldn't show up. So, I mean, could argue, oh, we'll store 67. I'm like, well, yeah, probably. And it probably was a prank caller, but somehow I felt like it wasn't. And I felt like the ghost in our house was kind of playing a joke on me. So maybe it was like playful, and I just got annoyed. And so I went off on the thing, and I the last time the phone rang, I answered it. I hung it right up, and I ended up yelling out in my house. thinking about it, I probably sound like a weirdo, but I yelled out and I said, you know, if you have some beef with me, why don't you just come and face me? You're such a coward. Like, why do you have to hide behind objects? And like, why do you have to move stuff and make the stupid phone ring? And, you know, I went off on this thing. And while I was like in mid sentence and, you know, on my little high horse over here, all the cabinet, or from what I heard, I didn't see anything, but it was very clear to me. I heard it. All the cabinets in the kitchen, it sounded like someone had like opened the cabinets because they kind of creaked, and slammed them one by one. So it was like boom, 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 boom. You know, like all the cabinets were just slamming one by one. And it was really, really terrifying. It was so scary. I was at the other end of the house. So I was like in the back, like where my room is, and the kitchen and the living room were towards the front. So when I heard that, I was like, holy crap, this isn't a joke. Like, this is very real. And I also heard, like, they were, and I saw the frames, because it sounded like someone was punching the walls, like, with all of their might. They were just punching those walls, and all the frames rattled. And we had this big mirror in the hallway, and it also, it was just shaking because of like, how much pounding on the wall there was. I don't know, but it was so scary. I know what I heard. I didn't see anything, like I said, but I did hear it. It was very, very real to me. It was definitely coming from inside the house, and I don't care who tells me, oh, you were imagining things. Like, no, I was not imagining anything. Like, it was very, very real. My mom came home maybe 15, 20 minutes after that, and I told her what happened. And of course, being my mom, she was like, well, this is why I don't want you to stay home alone, because things happen and you get scared. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, it wasn't the first time I had heard things, but definitely like not to that extent. Like we had seen things and heard things, little things, but never, 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 never like that. Like I feel like I just pissed that thing off and it was just not happy with me. I just remember I was shaking and thinking about it now, I mean, it doesn't really have an effect on me. Like, I know it happened, and yeah, I was so, so scared. I mean, I was shaking. I literally crawled to my room, and I didn't cry. I didn't yell. I didn't do anything, but I was in the fetal position in my room, and I was just, like, praying. Yeah, it stopped, and that is probably, like, the most real experience that I've had, I guess, with the quote-unquote paranormal. I don't know. I'm definitely not a skeptic. I've never been skeptical about that kind of stuff, because I do believe that there are things out in this universe that we can't explain. Have a great evening, or a good morning, or a good afternoon, and hopefully I can call you back with some of the stories. Goodbye.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that?
I love the retro feel of the we had caller ID. Like, right. A lot of people now don't even think of that. But like, you had to pay extra to find out what number was calling you. That was the first thing that I thought of.
Well, when it came out, it was star like a little 67 or
what was, yeah, it? Star, said, star 67 call, to block, star 69 to get the number that called.
Yeah.
You.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. And it was like 99 cents or something to use, I think.
Yeah, there was some sort was of charge a fee on to that.
It. Yeah. Every time you did it, it was like, but I remember doing a lot of star 69ing.
It really sounds nasty nowadays.
Yeah, it does kind of, doesn't
really
it?
Tony was really into star 69.
Star 69ing, you know, but yeah, to like, because there was no caller ID. So if you wanted to know who called you, if you just missed a call, you press star 69. And then it would, I think I eventually got to the point where it would give you the number, but then you could like press a button and it would call them back or something.
Right.
If I remember right. And there was night and weekends where you had cheaper rates. Yeah, all the amazingness of phone technology, not that long ago.
Oh, you're quiet, Carol.
Carol, you are muted.
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know how I did that, but I turned my own mic off.
It was a ghost.
I guess so. But yeah, it was so exciting when caller ID came along. It was like, oh my God. It's like, because it used to be a mystery. Every time the phone would ring, who's it going to be? And then it was...
Maybe that's
like,
part of it. Maybe that was the downfall of society. It was caller ID. When you had to kind of you know, take a chance at speaking to someone you may not want to speak with if you were going to answer your phone.
But then you had to answer because you might want to talk to somebody.
Yes. And I mean, is that the beginning of social disruption and just people's not having the a societal breakdown because we were forced to get reps in interacting with people we maybe didn't want to interact with all the time because we didn't know who was on the other end of the phone. And now people don't have that skill very well because they can screen every aspect of their life and they're not necessarily always put into uncomfortable situations and learn to do better.
So, something to think about though, like back then we weren't getting a lot of spam calls and all that kind of stuff. So it typically, when you got a phone call, 9 times out of 10, it was somebody you knew.
But did you want to speak to
Well, but also think about this, and I don't know what it was like in your house, but when the phone rang in our house when I was young, everybody ran to the fucking phone. Like, everybody wanted to find out who it was. It was exciting.
Yeah. It was.
Not like today. Like, I haven't picked up my phone on a phone call in months. I just won't do it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, and I get it, and I enjoyed that too, but is that ultimately good for us? I think is the bigger question, you know?
I think with the amount that we have coming at us, we almost have to protect ourselves from it. Because as we were sitting here recording, I got 2 spam calls that I had to put no to, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it that's our lives now.
And we got to consider, into the way that we communicate, it would have just been a phone call or in person.
Right.
Those are your options. Now, you know, you can interact with somebody 50 other ways, too. So the weight and the necessity of the phone call isn't there either. So we are still interacting. It's just in a different way.
Yeah.
It is a less personal way than a phone call would be to another person. But are we interacting more or less with other people? I don't know. I would almost say, you know, the people that we want to interact with, I think we're probably interacting with more.
Yes.
In terms of texting and all of that stuff.
Probably.
Because it's almost like you're on a, you know, it's a constant open line all day to a lot of people. I don't know. It's interesting to think of. Because while you can go over here real quick, it's like, well, but it balances that way.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the whole cabinet slamming shut in her damn kitchen? Like, that Satan. Would be Satan. But it's so crazy. Like, she's yelling at the ghost in her house and it's like, you know, stop doing that, blah, 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 blah. And then boom, 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 boom. That would have scared the crap out of me.
Hell yeah.
Some people just deserve a good freaking out.
Is that Satan or is that Sean Puffy Combs?
No. We're not going to let him down here. I'm not that fucking crazy. What do you think this is? I mean, it's just hell. It's not a puffy party. there's layers to this shit. That's a whole other planet.
What was the whole thing? The whole, I'm going to be Puff Daddy, then I'm going to be Puffy, then I'm going to be P. Diddy, then I'm going to be Diddy. Like,
and then at some point he was Sean Combs.
Yeah, well,
it was a deal we worked out. He was going to have to change his name every time because we wanted no association with him down here in hell. The name had been used quite a bit. And, you know, every time he had to keep, we made some arrangements. You know, he sold his soul to us several times over. It's like it's like a triple mortgage almost on his soul at this point. But we're getting a lot out of it. You know, it was an advantageous move for us here, just to keep him out, but for us to benefit from the horrible deeds that he's done on this planet.
All right, Carol, we're going to play a new game. We are just going to come up with a small series, like 5 things of just topics and people. And we're going to match him up. We're just going to throw him at Tony and let's see what he does with him. I mean, we got to do that one night where we just say, okay, pina coladas and
Paula Abdul.
It's and like then Mad Libs.
Yeah, pretty much. But
or Cards Against Humanity.
Kind of, but we're just going to sit back and watch you do that. I love that game, by the way.
I actually had an idea, and here's a fun one. I think it'd be fun to play. I think I might have already talked about this. Songs Against Humanity. Take Cards Against Humanity cards, and then you got to somehow intertwine them into something, and then put it, this song into Suno, and have an AI song written then made. It can be fucking hilarious, the things you'll come up with.
You do that every week.
I know, but you could also do it. For those of you whose minds aren't as twisted, the cards are a great fill-in. The shit that just ran, like, my head is a deck of cards against humanity. And like, I could just like spin them off here, like boom, 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 boom. Everyone is a different weird piece of shit, like a card against humanity. And then you can do it that way too. It works when I'm not feeling that creative as well.
I think it's a great idea.
I do too. I think it's the new future of hit music, quite honestly. Utterly absurd songs. Let's go to another phone call. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hello.
Hi, Tony. Recently, some stuff has happened at my house, and it's got me really freaked out. But like, basically, I do a lot of traveling. About every 2 or 3 months, I'm gone for about 4 days. And recently, when I came back home, like the second I walked through the door, it was weird. It was like I was walking into a strange place. Like the atmosphere, everything, it just felt really different in the house. And I just kind of shrug it off as like jet lag, or you know, just being gone for being in a different climate for a couple of days. I have my own office, which is right above the garage. I keep it locked because I have a couple like samurai swords and other stuff in there that I don't want. I have a 13-month-old and I don't want her like accidentally going in there and getting hurt or anything. So I keep it locked. Well, when I went to put up my laptop and everything in my office, it had this really putrid smell, like I had left food or something in there, and there was nothing in there, but it was just a nasty, like decay smell. 2 days later, I'm bringing laundry into my daughter's room. I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I see a Ouija board on her desk, and I just flipped out because I've just heard y'all talk about this recently and everything, and I asked her, where did she get it? Why did she have it? I mean, I've never talked about it. I never thought it was something she would ever mess around with, but she had a couple friends over while I was gone, and they played with it and tried to talk to ghosts and interact, and I'm thinking it has to have something to do with that. But 3 nights ago, I was woken up because my dog was growling towards the hall. So I walked down the hall, I turned the lights in the living room and the kitchen, looked around, looked in the backyard, but I caught a whiff of that odor again. And it's really, really, I don't know what to do. I really don't know if I should call like a priest or someone to come to the house or anybody like that. The other things that have happened recently was I put my daughter down for a nap and decided to take a quick bath, and her room's right next to the bathroom. I had the door open. Well, I was in the tub, and in the corner of my eye, I saw a shadow go down the hall. And then I heard her wake up and start crying. I went in there, and she was sitting up holding on to the railing of her bed. But she was crying, and she'll whimper and lay down. She doesn't normally get up like that unless she's been up for a while. So that also really freaks me out. My wife told me that she thought I was in my computer room a couple of days ago, because when she drove up, she thought she saw me looking out the window. And I wasn't home, so I told her to call the police. The police came, our alarm system, everything was still working. So I have no idea. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to call. But I think that board, something happened with that. They probably let something in, and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, and it ends right there.
Damn that Ouija boards.
That's a really scary situation to be in, because there's these weird things happening, and then when you see the Ouija board in your daughter's room, then you're going to connect those two things. Why would you not? I don't know. That's a tough situation. You know, the odor thing, that could be some rodent or something has died nearby. You know, it could be a dead raccoon someplace. Or squirrel, you know.
Those are always fun to find, yeah. You know, because it's like, ooh, Look at this. It's already dehydrated. It's ready to go. You put a little seasoning on there, a little mesquite, and you got a snack in the wall. Snack from the wall.
I was just going to say, or Carol's going to turn it into a puppet. Get some of those googly.
You do both. You get both. It's a two for one.
But I mean, maybe you could explain the odor thing away, but the other things, I don't know. And I could see why you would put the two things together, the Ouija board and the weird things that are happening.
I don't think there'd be anything wrong with, if you were a religious type person and you maybe go to church asking your pastor or priest to come by and bless the house. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't know what else could help at this point.
Stovetop. You go around and you bless the house with stovetop. You whiff the...
Make sure it's blessed.
Sage.
Make sure it's blessed stovetop.
Blessed stove. You hydrate it with holy water. Ooh. Holy shit. There's the recipe.
I mean, you could do that with anything. You could do it with Tang, right? You could have breakfast holy.
But I think you get a double blow with holy water hydrated stovetop because you got the sage in there. And...
Well, here's something. If you've got nasty family members at Thanksgiving who come over and you want to get rid of them, that's when you make the stovetop with the holy water because they'll start, spitting and sputtering and head spinning around.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Now you know who you need to invite next
exactly.
year and who you don't. It's like last year at Thanksgiving, your head was spinning after you had the stuffing. We know better than to invite you over again.
People start eating this stuffing like, my mouth is burning.
What's going on?
Have either of you ever eaten stuff, the stovetop just right out of the box?
Never, crunchy?
Dry?
No.
Yeah.
Never even
Like you can use it for like salad toppings and stuff like that.
I guess that does make some sense.
I think I've used like croutons. I've used it as a crouton.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually remember one time I was just really, and I was working in radio, so I didn't have a lot of money. I was really freaking hungry. I was just eating it out of the box. Yeah.
I don't even have water. I'm so poor.
I don't think I had a microwave at the time. Otherwise, I would have done something like that. And I was just hungry. So I just, like eating chips or something. Just taking a handful.
Yeah. I mean, if it's tasty, it's delicious. I mean, it's another way of eating. I like eating freeze-dried things, too. I mean, I have a freeze, and it's kind of fun eating the food in a different texture. Than what you're used to. There's a demon in the other room and the dog's alerting.
Oh.
I like that demon alert.
But I could see that. I remember I used to, when I worked in a radio station and I did evenings and I wasn't making all that much money, but there was no DoorDash or anything. But I remember I would my evening meal would actually be stealing oatmeal from the Wayne Mauser was his name. Remember Wayne? You know Wayne?
I did mornings with Wayne for a while.
You know Wayne? Yes. This was at PKR, and he kept his oatmeal up in the cabinet every morning, and I didn't realize it was somebody's oatmeal. I thought it was just like community oatmeal. I didn't know. Like, cause sometimes there's like random things you may find in like a break room where it's like,
right.
You know, it's like, here's what, and I thought, oh, okay. So then there was a big, like nasty gram, like eat, get your own oatmeal or something.
So I did mornings with him and honest to God, he told me the story about somebody stealing his oatmeal. Yes. I never knew it was you.
I didn't.
And this guy's real on-air name was Wayne Mauser.
That's his real name, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't decide to do a radio name.
That's his radio name. That's
he was a nice enough guy.
I got along with him. Yeah. He and I got along very, very well.
I got along with him fine, too. I don't think he ever knew it was me that was stealing his oatmeal. And I did. I mean, once I knew it was somebody's, I didn't do it much. But every once in a while, it was like 11 o'clock at night. There's no vending machine in this place either. It's just like,
I'm going to fucking eat something, or I'm going to, you know. So
it's one thing if one packet's missing, like in a 2 week span. It's another thing if like in one night there's five packets missing.
I would never be that much. No, I mean, it would be like maybe one every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like probably, I mean, at first I think I probably had like two or three nights in a row, and then the nasty gram came up and I was like, okay, sorry. And, but then it was like break emergency glass for Quaker oats, you know, in the shitty microwave, yeah. You know, that, you know, takes 10 minutes because it's doesn't work right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so weird how things connect sometimes.
I know. There you go. There's the oatmeal story.
I here's a time I had oatmeal up in the cupboard and somebody was stealing it. Okay.
What's funny is that it made an impact on his life enough that he'd speak about it years later. Someone was taking.
That's the type of thing that would make an impact on his life. Seriously.
Poor Wayne Mauser.
He's still out. Is he still in radio?
Oh, yeah, he's still doing mornings.
Yep.
Still doing mornings.
He was, we had Jim and Wayne on PKR back in the day. Jim.
Franklin.
Franklin. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, he's still doing radio somewhere.
Too, yeah.
But, yep. Yep. All right, there you go. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that fun stuff, check it out. Apple Podcast or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and you will find us there. Press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching to us. You don't miss any of our episodes and all the ghost stories we put up for you right here. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.